Hi everyone and welcome to this Control Risks podcast. I'm Federico Saleri, and today we will discuss the impact of COVID-19 from a cybersecurity standpoint. On top of causing global health, travel, and supply chain disruptions, COVID-19 has created opportunities for criminals in the cyber world to take advantage of the current situation of uncertainty. I'm here with Felix Manig, our cyber threat intelligence expert, to provide context and advice on the topic. I think it was back in January already when we published the intelligence reports on Core Plus Cyber about it. How are cyber criminals taking advantage of the chaos and disruptions COVID-19 is causing?
Yeah, thank you, Fede. Absolutely. So what we're seeing is that we're recording an increase in malicious cyber attacks that really capitalize on that anxiety and on that media storm around the COVID-19 outbreak. We've been monitoring phishing campaigns since late January. So these were initially targeting individuals that were trying to leave Wuhan in China. But those campaigns were soon, we saw them popping up in locations where COVID-19 spread. So very soon after that, targeting Japanese and Korean speakers. And then some of the more recent campaigns in February are also targeting individuals and organizations in the US and in Italy. And most of these campaigns are really aimed at stealing credentials like personal information, aimed at banking information for financial fraud. And then some of the campaigns are also trying to deliver secondary payloads, additional malware like ransomware. And of course, we do deep and dark web monitoring. And what we see is that criminal threat actors will really continue to leverage this growing geographical reach, as well as the operational and economic impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. So what we tell organizations really is that you can expect a lot more phishing campaigns targeting, you know, organizations that are involved in disaster relief, like healthcare or international organizations, but really also targeting sectors that are vulnerable to the impacts of the outbreak, like those involved in supply chains, like big manufacturers, maritime companies, transport and logistics, and also the pharmaceutical sectors.
To limit the spread, organizations worldwide have implemented or are considering implementing remote work policies. How does the cyber threat landscape change in terms of intent and opportunities for criminals?
It certainly does. So you're right. Many organizations are either thinking about it or have already implemented remote working policies due to COVID-19. And this really presents opportunities for attackers who want to target the confidentiality, the integrity, or the availability of data and systems. So just to give you a few examples of the issues that may arise, you know, in some cases, we may have employees that work from home. They may try to access the corporate network infrastructure from personal devices or devices that are just poorly configured and less adequately protected than those used in office settings. You may have people that transfer files between their work and personal devices. You may have people that are trying to access sensitive information from their home wireless networks or even from unsecured public Wi-Fi. And then also threat actors will therefore really leverage the fact that access to internal corporate networks is increasingly dependent on individual security settings, which in many organizations may be less advanced and effectively enforced than those implemented on corporate network infrastructure. And then as a last thing, so, you know, we support and cover a lot of ransomware attacks. And what we see is that a high percentage of those ransomware incidents occur when the office is unoccupied and when people have gone home for the weekend. So imagine knowing that an office is going to be empty for 2 weeks due to the COVID-19 outbreak. So as an attacker, you'd have a very good opportunity to compromise a network and try to exfiltrate data or encrypt any critical systems.
Thanks, Felix. Since this working from home remote working policy is new to many, and they may be unaware of the cyber threats they face that could affect their information security during this phase, can you recommend some quick mitigating measures our clients should take?
So for organizations that are considering to implement remote work policies, they really need to ensure that you have robust security controls in place before you do that. And I would say really focus on two things. firstly, on adopting two-factor authentication measures, and then secondly, using a secure virtual private network VPN connection to access your corporate network from home. And then this applies to organizations across sectors regarding those phishing campaigns that we're seeing, is really speak to your employees and raise awareness of those latest phishing campaigns and educate them about the potential dangers of interacting with unknown emails that have attachments or websites or links or any calls related to COVID-19. And then you can really also, for your IT security team, let them review and update your anti-phishing control rules to identify some of the indicators that are associated with the COVID phishing campaigns that we're seeing. And then lastly, I just want to say our cybersecurity teams here at Control Risks, we support clients during complex cybersecurity crises like this. So do get in touch if you want support on having a proactive approach and to stay ahead of the curve with regards to evolving cyber threats related to COVID-19.
This was a cyber threat intelligence expert, Felix Menig. As he mentioned, please do reach out for tailored advice or access to our core Intel platform. I'm Federico Saleri, and thank you all for listening to this podcast from Control Risks.